Hello, everyone. My name is Eric. I'm an addict. And I truly thank God for His grace and His mercy and the program of Narcotics Anonymous for my life today. Because as a direct result of the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I can say that my life today is a life worth living. I would like to thank the Unity Retreat Committee of the Lower Mountain Highlands area of Narcotics Anonymous for taking a risk and asking an addict like me to come share my experience, strength, and hope. Just the mere thought of somebody asking me to come talk to people still blows my mind. Because I'm a dude that remembers everybody telling me, go away from here and don't ever come back again. I'm talking about dope houses, crack houses, wherever I worked at, and in the bitter end, my family told me, go away from here and don't ever come back again. If I see you, I call the cops. You know, and that's the truth. You know, my clean date is February 10th, 2003. God's grace and mercy and the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm currently living in my ninth year of continuous clean time, uninterrupted in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I don't say that to sound like a big eye, because in this fellowship, we all know that there's no big eyes and little U's. There's only people more experienced because they started to practice this program a little sooner than maybe the newcomer. That's the only difference. I ain't no better, no greater than anybody else. But I'm elated about, you know, the opportunity to come here and share, because it gives me the opportunity to talk about my two most passionate topics in the world, Narcotics Anonymous and me. My two most passionate topics. I love talking about me. And that's how I was taught that when I share my experience, trip, and hope, I need to share from a position of I. You know what I'm saying? And that's because I can only tell my story. I can only share with you my experience with living and working the program of Narcotics Anonymous in my life on a daily basis. I can't share nobody else's, even though I know a whole lot about guys, because we have a strong-knit support group in the Altoona area and throughout the Lower Mountain Highlands area of Narcotics Anonymous. My support group is real big, you know, and it goes even beyond Pennsylvania. You know, I have inducted members into my support group in New Jersey, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, New York, and that's because the program of Narcotics Anonymous is a universal worldwide program, and the message is hope, and the promise is freedom. And that freedom is sort of like that Northwest commercial we see on TV all the time. Ding, you are now free to move about the country. I go places now. And the reason why I say that, because I can remember being locked and loaded in a 4-square-block radius that I didn't want to leave out of because I thought somebody might drop a dollar. I thought I might miss the hitman. I thought I might miss my dealer throwing out sample bags. So I wasn't leaving that area. I was locked. I was gridlocked in that area. You know, and today I can go anywhere. And the hit, because of the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I can go anywhere and have family. I'm talking about family that want to know what I want to do about my problem and how I can help. And that's a vast statement. That's just not the program of Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I'm saying? Take your ass out of state on a vacation, North Carolina, just for say, and run into a problem. Wow, car breakdown or something like that. Do you know you have the ability to pick up the phone and call a Narcotics Anonymous hotline and say, I am a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm traveling out of state for vacation. I ran into some problems. Could you give me some help? Wow. And they will come help you just because of the mere fact you identified yourself as a member of Narcotics Anonymous. Wow. Powerful shit. And I don't say that because I heard somebody else say it. Where's my brother at? He should be around here somewhere. We went to North Carolina on vacation and that very thing happened. You know what I'm saying? Some people from Narcotics Anonymous came to our rescue and assisted us just because we identified ourselves as members. I chose to talk today about just for the day, living the program. My home group was last night. The Friday night by any means necessary group of Narcotics Anonymous in Altoona, Pennsylvania. We meet on Friday night from 8 to 9:30. It's an hour and a half meeting. And that was also the topic last night. We're a textbook meeting, and I'm a textbook individual. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe in the literature. Because the literature of the program of Narcotics Anonymous was the vehicle that I used to affect some positive change in my life. And when we talk about just for the day, living the program, that's exactly what I do on a consistent basis. Just for the day. And just for the day is a cliche, it's a statement in the program that is a concept. A concept that simplifies the program in Narcotics Anonymous for all of us. We have members that come in 19, 20, 100 years old, different age range, you know what I'm saying? Because we're universal, and diversity is our greatest strength. And that's diversity of race, creed, religion, age, everything. The diversity is our greatest strength. And we have members that come in that are 19 years old. And if we didn't give them the concept of just for today, worry about staying clean just for today, you think how monumental that would seem in their head to go home and have to think and ponder the fact that, shit, for the rest of my life, I can't get high. In Narcotics Anonymous, we believe in clean time, which is total and complete abstinence from all moon mind altering chemicals, including alcohol. Doors closed. Doors closed. You can't use shit. So that needs to be clearly understood. But it's a monumental task when you come in, you know, from the front lines of active addiction to think about never using again in your life. I don't know if anybody else is here like me, but before I came to the program of Narcotics Anonymous, thinking about 24 hours clean? Shit. That, you might as well have told me I was getting on a rocket and going to the moon. 24 hours? And I stand here, uninterrupted, in my ninth year clean. You want to tell me the program Narcotics Anonymous don't work? Shit. And living the program, Narcotics Anonymous is a program of change. Change you must or die you will. I'm sure everybody's heard that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just merely change. At some point, once you get into your step work and into the process of change by application, practical application of the spiritual principles, there's a transformation of spirit that goes on. And I'm sure some of the predecessors that are in this room, you know, knows what I'm talking about. You don't never know exactly the date that it happens, but it comes a transformation when all of that shit that was comfortable to you at one time in active addiction becomes uncomfortable to you. Because now God in the program in Narcotics Anonymous is starting to take hold of your spirit in this program, and change is back here. We're talking about transformation now. And that's what this thing is about. Transforming into what God intended you to be all along. The man or the woman that God intended you to be. Narcotics Anonymous is an action program, ladies and gentlemen. Some shit got to be done. Look, I've read the basic text from cover to cover. I've read the Just for the Day daily meditation book cover to cover. I've read the Work Town Why cover to cover. And there are some things in there that I don't agree with that are said in meetings. You know, to a certain extent, I understand their application and statement, but it can get misconstrued. And you got to remember, we're talking about a room full of addicts. Some of the smartest people on the face of the planet. Who the hell else but us couldn't make a dollar out of 15 cents? But us. How in the hell did... Do you figure out that you can go to Home Depot and steal something, and three times without a license you can return that shit and get paid for it? Who figures that shit out but us? You know what I'm saying? So we're real smart, so we got to be careful the way we interpret the literature, the program of Narcotics Anonymous. That's why it's so highly stressed that you get a sponsor, and the sponsor be somebody who's loving and caring and has a basic knowledge of the working program of the steps of Narcotics Anonymous. Because left to my own devices, I'll give you an example. Keep coming back. Holy shit. You mean to tell me I can leave today, go get high, come back, get hugs, and get a white Keith Dash? Get a gift too? That's not what we mean. That is not what we mean. Here's the other one. Meeting makers make it. Bullshit. Meeting makers make meetings. People who live and work the program in Narcotics Anonymous make it. That's how I feel about it. You know why? Because, and I'm sure everybody that goes to meetings here knows somebody that comes to their meeting every week to their home group, and they sit there and they're loitering with the fucking intent to recover. Ain't doing shit. Ain't got a sponsor. Ain't joined the home group. Ain't made a cup of coffee. Won't even put it in a chair when they lead a meeting. They're loitering. And you ain't going to recover just sitting in the meeting loitering. You got to open up your mouth and let somebody know. I always tell the newcomers, a closed mouth does not get fed. Look, I see a predecessor sitting there. I see a predecessor sitting there. I know they read the basic text from cover to cover. Are you a fucking mind reader? Are you a mind reader? There's not a chapter in the book that says at some point, because I read the 12 steps, I'm a mind reader now. Bing, he's in trouble. He's going to lose his apartment today. I better go over and help him. Hell no. If he don't open his mouth and say that he's sitting in shit, then I can't help him. You know what I'm saying? So newcomers or anybody, you know, if you're sitting in some shit, man, you need to come to the rooms and you need to share it. Because, again, the literature, and I'm always referring to the literature because this is not my stuff. This is stuff that I've learned that been passed to me from predecessor meetings, where I go, I start to internalize this stuff, you know what I'm saying, and put it into my program because I never know when I'm going to need it. But the literature says that the only way an experienced member can keep what he has is by freely giving away what was given to him. So newcomers, less experienced members, if you come to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and your ass is having a problem, if you're struggling with something in your personal recovery, and you sit there and sit on that shit like you got a pamper on, then you're not only robbing yourself the benefit of getting the help that you need to get through it, get to the other side, and still be clean, you're robbing the experienced member the benefit of keeping what he has by freely giving away to you what was freely given to him. So you wreck and shop. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you, the disease is described in the book. It says it's cunning, baffling, insidious. The disease will tell you sitting there in that seat, don't open your goddamn mouth. They don't want to hear that shit and you're going to sound stupid. 9 times out of 10, you're going to say some shit and somebody's going to laugh at you. I have yet to see anybody share anything in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous that my crazy ass can't identify with in some form or another. When you feel like or think you're sharing your most craziest shit, or your most stupidest shit, and you don't know what you're saying and how you're putting it together, and you're just trying to get it out, there's about 10 people in the room that's reading you like a clock. Because we all the same kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? We all the same kind of crazy. We all been down that same road. So who better than us can understand where you're coming from? And on the flip side of that, who better than us can help you get through what you're going through and get to the other side? Look, I just shared something with a member of my support group that I hadn't seen for a good while. I'll say maybe close to a year. And it was some deep shit. And guess what he said? Me too. Me too. You know what I'm saying? And that's generally what it is. You know, and look, in my step work, I remember my fourth step, I was like, there's some shit that I'm taking to the grave with me. But my sponsor, you know, gave me the encouragement to go deeper and to get that stuff out. And he explained to me that it wasn't for his knowledge, my disclosure. It was for me to free myself up from resentments I had with myself for the things I did. There's a whole lot of shit I did that I resent. But you know what? When I dug deep and I shared that stuff with him, some point he said, me too. And I realized that the N and the A in Narcotics Anonymous stands for Narcotics Anonymous, never alone, never again. You don't have to be unless you want to be. If you want to be by yourself, that's your choice. You know what I'm saying? Because again, like I said, a closed mouth don't get fed. Program of Narcotics Anonymous, action program, man. You got to do some stuff, man. You got to be willing to step outside of your comfort zone. And I'm going to tell you, that wasn't an easy task for me. That wasn't an easy task for me because prior to Narcotics Anonymous, you're looking at a dude that been in every prison of the state of New Jersey. Every prison. I say that shit three times. I love it. Every prison. Because at one time in my life, I resigned myself to being, you know, inmate 284th. That was who I was going to be. Because I knew at some point, the way I was living, I was going to get life. So I started to accept that number. Ain't that about a bitch? You know what I'm saying? That the disease of addiction could reduce me to the point that I was willing to accept of being a number, not a name. But I was institutionalized when I came to the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I was aggressive, hostile, confrontational. I was manipulative. I didn't want to hear shit from Lottie Dottie or nobody. I was homophobic. You hear me? Coming in rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Art walking up to me about talking about give me a hug. I love you. Now in my institutionalized mentality mind, I'm thinking of Tier 12 in Trenton State Prison. You know, coming out of your pride in the morning, walking down, say, "Oh God, hey, good to see you. Give me a hug. I love you." The whole damn tier, 600 men have stopped. He said, "What?" You know what I'm saying? So I come in here with that concept in tow. You know what I'm saying? I come in here, you know, from the flip side. Narcotics Anonymous is a program of love. The base foundation is love. It's predicated in love. Unconditional love, you know, empathy is what this program is built on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those tough love addicts. Sit down, shut the fuck up. You don't know nothing, and I'm thank God it wasn't none of them around when I first came here, because I'd have picked up a chair and I'd have turned out Narcotics Anonymous. Me. You know what I'm saying? And I was wild enough when I first got here. I can remember sitting in a meeting. I think it was a Tuesday night meeting in Presby Church in Altoona when I first got there. I was still in the treatment facility. And I'm sitting in the meeting, and I'm sitting there, and I'm screw-facing, because that's what I did in prison. You know, you screw-face in the morning and let people know, I ain't having no shit. Don't come at me asking me for none of my little boxes of cereals and shit. So you screw-face, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I was doing in the meeting, right? And dude was sitting across the room, and this dude had an affliction with his eyes. One of his eyes went that way, and the other one went that way and shit. And I'm sitting there in the chair with some guys that I had, you know, became accustomed to. And I'm sitting there and I'm the fuck is he looking at? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So they're sitting there like what's the matter with you, man? What's your problem? Say, motherfucker keep looking at me, man. So he said, who? And I was like, dude right over there. He looked at him, he said, how the fuck you know where he looking at, man? You know, but that was just where I was at the time, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the transformation for me of getting into the program, I could just realize it wasn't easy, man. It wasn't easy. It took some it took some undressing, man. It took some comfortability. And I need to tell you, you know, like when I came to the program in Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't come because the penitentiary sent me. I didn't come because the correctional system sent me. I didn't come because my mom wanted me to go or my lady wanted me to go. I came to the program of Narcotics Anonymous because of what the literature says. This program is based on attraction, not promotion. And the attraction for me was I seen another addict that I got high with, grew up with, knew how fucked up he was, and, you know, in the end, you know what I'm saying? And I seen him. He was shining like a black diamond. He had a new car. His clothes was clean. He smelled good. He was smiling. Felt like he loved life. And I was like, yo, what the hell happened to you? I said, "Damn, what you doing, man? You know, my messed up mind. I thought he found some new way to get high, not run out of money or dope. You know what I'm saying? And keep his clothes clean and everything. He's doing his damn thing. That's how I felt. So I asked him. I said, "What you doing, man? I want to know what you doing. You dig me? I want to know what he's doing." He said, "Narcotics Anonymous." All right. I took a deep breath. I said, "Now tell me what you're really doing, man. You know, blow past the bullshit, man. I ain't your PL. You know what I'm saying?" He said, "Narcotics Anonymous." I was like, "Man, stop the bullshit." So outside of him, I ran into another dude I got high with. And he was doing swell, too. And at the time I ran into him, I was still in the projects, doing all kind of shit. I had two guns on me, and a pocket full of dope, a sock full of syringes, and I ran up on him. I was like, "Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?" You know, "Yeah, man, that's him strapped." You know what I'm saying? He looked at me like, "Man, this shit, goddamn." He was like, "Yeah, dead. Here's my number." You know what I'm saying? And he said those most incredible words that we always say in Narcotics Anonymous. He said, "When the pain gets great enough." And he bounced. He said, "I ain't standing there talking to you." And I knew this dude, like, we was thick as thieves at one time. And I was like, "I put the number in my pocket, man. I'm going to call him later on and borrow $20 from him. What the fuck?" You know what I'm saying? But when the pain got great enough, I called him. And you know what? He reached out and sent somebody all the way, I don't know how many miles it is, what is it, 400 miles from Altoona, Pennsylvania to Newark, New Jersey, to pick me up. Told me to be standing in one spot and be standing at 5 o'clock in the morning. And that was easy for me. I never went the fuck home anyway. So I was standing there, and dude picked me up and brought me up here. And when I came, the reason why I came and I called him, because my ass was thoroughly whooped. You know when you reach the bitter ends and you know that there ain't but three alternatives for you? Jails, institution, or death. And I'm talking about crazy institution, man. You know what I'm saying? When I called him and made the call to him for help, I told him, I said, "Look, I said, you said you could help me. You could help me get clean. I said, I know it. It's either three things that's going to happen. Either I'm going to kill somebody, somebody going to kill me, I'm going to jail for the rest of my goddamn life." And he was like, "All right, you know." And he still didn't think I was serious because I was 20 years into this addiction. Institutionalized, penitentiarized, or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I was in and out of all kinds of jails. So, you know, he didn't think I was serious. So I called him back. I said, "Well, how do I get to Altoona?" He was like, "Oh, man, it's like 400 miles, man. You know what I'm saying? Give me a call back next Tuesday." I said, "No. Give me the address." I said, "I'll tell you what. Give me the address. I'm going to walk across the street. I'm going to rob the fucking pizza parlor. And then I'm going downtown Newark and I'm getting on a Greyhound and I'm coming in." And he said, "Man, don't do no dumb shit like that." He said, "I'll come get you. Be standing there 5 o'clock in the morning and whatnot." I said, "All right. If you don't come get me at 5 o'clock in the morning, when I get there, I'll bring my gun." I said, "When I get there, I'm going to bring my gun." You know what I'm saying? But he sent somebody to get me. My ass was thoroughly whooped at that point, and I knew there was no other alternative for me, man. So when I came to the program in Narcotics Anonymous and I came to treatment, I was ready, kind of, in my mind. But when I got to that treatment facility, boy, that shit wasn't nothing like jail. Man, them motherfuckers had meetings groups, man. I was like, shit! You know what I'm saying? What is this, man? Meetings groups, small group, big group, impression group, all kind of groups, man. How many goddamn groups we having, right? But, you know, it was highly structured, and it was one of the most important things that I needed. Because I always flew by the seat of my pants. I did what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, you know what I'm saying? And I never followed any kind of direction. So that treatment facility kind of prepared me for the sponsorship part of this program. You know, I was ready and willing to follow some directions when I got to the sponsorship part of this program. And because I was willing to actively practice this program, I think one of the most overlooked words in the program in Narcotics Anonymous is practice, man. And I was saying that Narcotics Anonymous is an action program. We not only got to do step work in this, but we got to be willing to practice this shit that we learn out there in life. Because the Be Truthful recovery is about improving the quality of your life as well as the integrity of your character. In the integrity of your character part, we do that spiritually. We spiritually soothe ourselves. There was an addict that died from the, in this process, and one of his favorite sayings was, you got to water your spiritual garden. If you don't water your spiritual garden ain't going to grow. How do we water our spiritual garden in the program in Narcotics Anonymous? In a situation you're dealing with in your life, know that you practice intolerance. Know that you practice impatience right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we could always wreck shop on shit and try to force shit to be the way we want it. What's the liturgy say? Forced morality on my part lacks the ability to live a spiritual life. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, well, whatever. Say it. Shit. You know, I don't quote it verbatim, but I know what I'm talking about because I've read it. But I'll tell you what. You know what I'm saying? I understand today that the program in Narcotics Anonymous is the vehicle that I've used to affect some positive change in my life. And, you know, along with this program being about improving the quality of one's life as well as the integrity of their character, I found out in my personal program that Narcotics Anonymous and the program of recovery is about relationships. Relationships. Really. When you hear relationships, you immediately think, my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? You know? But that ain't all a relationship. The best relationship that I feel like I formed today is a relationship with a God of my understanding. And then secondly, the relationship I have with myself. Because through my step work, I identify myself to myself. Because there's a whole lot of non-existent virtues I had to sort through. And the fourth step says one of the first things we do is sort through the confusion. The non-existent virtues was part of the confusion that existed in my life and in all my relationships. And then there's relationships with your employer, your friends, your family, your siblings. You know what I'm saying? All these other forms of relationships. And we learn in recovery, you know what I'm saying, through practicing this program to have healthier relationships. Because now we ain't stepping on everybody. Now we're going to practice some principles before personalities. Now we're going to put some spiritual principles in situations that we would have said, fuck it. It ain't the way I want it to be. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Now we practice something else. You know what I'm saying? And this program in Narcotics Anonymous, man, you know, is the vehicle that I use to affect some positive change in my life. I am truly grateful for this program. Because without the program in Narcotics Anonymous, I always, you know, had a desire to get clean. I just didn't know how to go about doing it. And the program in Narcotics Anonymous is a real simple program, and it's for complicated addicts. And the simplicity is that all we got to do is work a real good, strong program just for the day. And if we work that program just for the day, and then in the day that we're just working it for, we learn to live the principles of this program, we are just for the day living the program in Narcotics Anonymous. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, I'll say this in closing. We Do Recover. We Do Recover says in the reading, it says addicts today are more fortunate because for the first time in man's entire history, a simple program has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It's a simple, spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous. The literature also says that this program is available to us all. One of the first pages of the basic text says, if you're an addict and you picked up this book, read it, because you never have to use it again. And you don't. My name's Eric. I'm an addict. Thanks for letting me share.